This last week, we were very blessed here at St. Helens to have our Easter mission. So I know many of you probably were there. Hopefully, we had a great crowd just about every night, close to 400 people at the mission. If you heard Deacon Rao speak last week at his homily, he spoke about discipleship, right? It's kind of the four parts to discipleship. Many of you were sitting on the edge of your pews as he left you hanging and said you had to wait all the way till Wednesday to hear what the four steps of discipleship were. And so many of you were there. If you're not, I'd just like to share a little bit as we can be as a community, as a parish. You didn't miss out. And I'd like to continue to share and to build upon many of the things he spoke about. So discipleship, very simple. He gave four particular points. Number one, of course, is a daily prayer with God. So our daily prayer life, checking in with God. If he is our God and we desire to follow him, you've heard me, Father Joseph, speak a lot about prayer and a relationship with God. So continue to build on that. Number two was scripture. Something that really struck me was that many of us, I know myself, desire to know God's voice and to hear God's voice in my own life. The Bible is the living word of God. If we desire to know God's voice, reading Scripture and reflecting on Scripture will help us to begin to be in tune with how God speaks to his people, how he speaks to us. Something I took away from the mission was the realization that sometimes I write off Scripture. Well, I read it when I do my morning prayer and evening prayer. I hear it in the Scripture readings, daily Mass, weekend Masses. Sometimes in my own life, I've come up with a lie to say that I do enough with Scripture. But I was challenged to recognize that, really, I don't do a lot with Scripture. Scripture is God's Word. Listening to it and chewing on it, even if it's just a five minutes, you read for 5 minutes each day. Listen to it. Let it sink in. How does God speak to us? How has he spoken to us? The Bible is very accessible. I was sitting there and I felt a little embarrassed at the mission when he said, pull out your Bibles. And he said, you're like good Catholics who don't have your Bible. And then somebody next to me pulled out their iPhone and hit a button and the Bible popped up. Pulled out my iPhone, hit the same button, Bible popped out. Look at that. I didn't even realize it was there on my iPhone. Scripture is very accessible. How can we have it? How do we bring it into our own life? So, number one, daily prayer. Number two, Scripture. Number three, you're doing it. Mass. So, Mass is an encounter with our groom, with our spouse. He comes to feed us. The covenant relationship that we are in, each and every time we come to Mass, is really the closest encounter that we can have with Christ as we actually eat of his body and his blood. Our relationship is actually consummated each time that we receive the body and blood of Christ, and that interaction with our Lord seals that relationship with our God. So going to Mass, taking that time to see that this is it. Mass is when we encounter Christ, our discipleship. And then the fourth part of discipleship is fellowship. Just kind of interesting, huh? Fellowship. Never would have thought that would have been the fourth part of discipleship. But community, right? What does Jesus say? Where two or three are gathered, I am present, right? Community. Definitely called to have a one-on-one relationship and that spouse relationship with God. But if we desire to be disciples, it is community, right? Jesus talks to 12 disciples, 12 apostles. He sends forth. Many of you have a built-in support group, fellowship, that is with your spouse, those of you who are married. Hopefully you are vulnerable and open with each other in that relationship. Maybe many of you already have support systems built into with your children and with your parents that you feel vulnerable and open enough to share with them. Maybe some of you are in a prayer group or a small group. We have a men's group here or a women's group here at St. Helens. We also have some CUW groups as well that meet, where you are able to come together once, twice a month, three times a month, once a week, and to share, to be vulnerable and to be open about what is going on in your life as you desire to be a disciple. So just real quickly, I'd like to look at this gospel today, real fast. But not too fast. It won't take some time. I won't run through it, but I won't keep you here too long. Don't want you to get to tune out, huh? Okay, good. So what do I want to say? Jesus comes into the group of the disciples. So there's a sense that they are in community together, right? They are together. They are discussing, talking about what has happened. Jesus is risen. They're talking about some of the encounters that some of them have already had with Jesus. They're talking about their doubts. It's okay to speak about doubts and fears with a community of other believers, right? Mary even said, when the angel came to her, "How can this be? I have had no relationships with a man." Mary didn't necessarily, wasn't per se doubting, but she was questioning. She wanted to know how she would be able to be the mother of the Son of God. How would this take place? It is great that we are able to be vulnerable and to share and to question. Jesus already knows the questions that are arising in our hearts anyway. Why not bring them to the light with other people whom we trust and we can share with, right? So Jesus knows. He comes into that group of that community. Jesus, number two, shows them that he is not a ghost. Maybe sometimes we see our faith as kind of a fantasy a little bit. Well, it's kind of something I do on Sunday, and I read a little bit in Scripture, and I know a little bit about my faith, and it's kind of real, kind of not real. Maybe it's there, maybe it's not really there. But Jesus comes and says, "I am here." A ghost does not have flesh and bones. A ghost does not eat but in front of you. I am real. I am truly here. Believe in me. Believe in the resurrection. Even though you might not understand it, fully wrap your minds around it. I am here. I am in your presence. Your faith is real. You have a faith with a living God. You have a relationship and a marriage with a God who is living and who is present to us. Number three, the third thing is that I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass and how powerful that is. Jesus first says, "Peace be with you," and then he shows to them his wounds. How many of you, especially those who are married or maybe others, those who are friendship, when you've done something wrong to hurt somebody else and you come in contact with them, what do? You avoid like the plague to bring what is on your heart, right? If you've done something to your wife or your husband or something, you had an argument, many times you avoid having that argument. Or sometimes you just want to get it on the table. Once you get it on the table and bring it out, you can flush it out, you can talk, and life goes on. Jesus is basically showing to them, okay, peace be with you, I'm here, I love you. Boom, here are my wounds, here's my brokenness, and they have not destroyed me. Let's talk. Show me your wounds. Present to me your brokenness. Show to me your questions. Let's get it on the table. Let's talk about it. And let's continue to grow and to walk together. The importance of being able to bring what is in our heart, troubles or struggles, and to have that community or those people that we can share this with is so powerful. Last week we heard a similar account, right? It was with St. Thomas. We could even say the group of the apostles that were together there when Jesus came, it was because they were in community that they encountered Christ in their presence. Thomas maybe decided to try to figure out the resurrection by himself. Maybe he wanted to do it on his own pride, his own sense. And he didn't connect with Jesus because he wasn't in community. He wasn't together with the others. When he was together with the others in that community, Jesus again came into their midst, and Thomas was able to stick his hands into his wounds. Maybe it was, we are in need of community to encounter Christ. We're in need of community of others who are desiring to be disciples, who can strengthen us and encourage us and support us and to walk with us. And finally, at the end of that reading, Jesus again says, "I've come to destroy and to forgive all sin." If we are desiring to be disciples and have not dealt with our sin and with our struggles, then we are kind of stagnant. Maybe we have kind of just coasting along. Get rid of those sins. Go to confession. Unload them. Let them go. Be able to be vulnerable, to show your wounds to the Lord as He is vulnerable and open to you. Let them go. Find a new life, a new beginning, a new grace that comes from that sacrament of reconciliation and the sacrament of communion. So as we desire, as I desire for our parish to be a community of believers, I know many of you are individuals. Many of you see each other each week. You know, sometimes even too, when we do the sign of peace, sometimes it's just real quick, peace be with you, peace be with you, peace be with you, peace be with you. But do we stop and say maybe an embrace, or maybe say hello, or peace be with you, and actually make a connection with the community of believers whom we are around, whom you gather with every week? I always find it so weird how, anyway, it's something new maybe in my own reflection, my own prayer, how the things that are supposed to be community and strengthening to us, sometimes we are so afraid of. Things like truly believing that it is the body and blood of Christ. It is Jesus. The idea that Jesus is sitting next to each and every one of you, and sometimes we ignore this or we're afraid of it. Why are we afraid? He's sitting right next to you. She's sitting right next to you. God is right there. He's with you. Why are we so, what is that messiness that we are afraid of, recognizing that God is sitting next to you? Jesus Christ is next to you. We are a community of believers and we are in this together. How can we pray for each other? How can we support each other? How can we walk together in a fellowship of disciples here at St. Helens? So I just encourage you, I'm going to make a little pitch at the end of Mass about small groups. As we desire to form small groups, or give you the opportunity, if you so desire, feel called, to join a small group community here at St. Helens, that you can be vulnerable, that you can find strength, and that you can strengthen and encourage others. May we desire to grow as the Lord's disciples, as we pray, as we read Scripture, as we receive Him in the Mass, and as we grow in fellowship and fraternity as a community here at St. Helens.